W2DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News. A first-of-its-kind treatment for postpartum depression is being considered by the Food and Drug Administration.
An estimated 1 in 7 new mothers struggle with postpartum depression. Now, a promising new treatment option. The FDA is reviewing data for drugs zuranolone. According to a recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, 53% of women who took the pill went into remission for clinical depression after 45 days. If approved, zuranolone would be the first pill-based treatment for postpartum depression. No word on when the FDA could issue a decision. Morgan Norwood, ABC News, New York.
Britain's government asking for public comment on a possible digital currency. A digital pound would use blockchain technology like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but be controlled by the Treasury and the Bank of England. Several nations, including Canada, India, and China, have pilot programs for digital currencies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night. And every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
For the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike,
block,
maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Is the Tom Hartman program.
Well, tonight, welcome to the program. By the way, tonight is the State of the Union address. A lot going on. We'll talk about that and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's going to be offering the Republican rebuttal, some of her, shall we say, truth-challenged moments. We'll get to that. Also, I want to get into how the students of How to Start a Civil War have begun their activities in the United States. We'll talk about that in a moment. An entire neighborhood of bystanders got together to protect a young black man who the police were threatening to shoot. This is just an amazing little video clip that's floating around the internet. It's amazing. And a crazy alert, Republicans have a meltdown over Sam Smith's satanic performance. Did they think it's real, really? In our second hour, Charles Sauer is going to drop by and explain to us why Mike Pence's better deal that ends Social Security and Medicare and stuff like that, is the way to go for America. This should be an interesting conversation. Also, why should students be forced to inform schools about their menstrual cycles? Isn't that an invasion of privacy? Ron DeSantis doesn't think so, and he wants to know what these teenage girls are doing. Also, the Senate is urged to stand up to homophobic attacks on Biden's FCC nominee, Gigi Sohn. I'll be talking about that and in the second hour. And in our third hour, Kat Calvin is going to drop by with Spread the Vote, a great organization that is helping get people who don't have ID to vote, get them ID. Also, how to stop a senator from blocking a federal judge, an amazing op-ed in today's New York Times. I'll share with that with you and my thoughts on that as well in the third hour. But my op-ed today and my opening rant here for the program, the op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "The Students of How to Start a Civil War Have Begun." And, you know, it starts out by talking about Sarah Clendaniel and Brandon Russell, these two people who were arrested yesterday for saying that they were going to completely destroy Baltimore. Right. Their goal was to shoot up power substations. This is what Congressman Adam Kinzinger was worried about when he told Axios last year, I don't think that's a bridge too far to recognize. It's going to be armed groups against armed groups, targeted assassination and violence. Donald Trump yesterday used his Nazi-infested social media platform to push a renewed call for violence by Americans against Americans. Senator Chris Murphy tweeted, quote, "It will likely get little attention to no attention today that the current frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination just told his supporters to start arming themselves for a civil war to overthrow the government just in case he loses." And sure enough, that's what Trump was retruthing over on his website. There actually is an active movement within the United States trying to start a civil war. They're armed. They are serious. They have shot up 9 power stations now across the United States. This was going to be the 10th. They tried to kidnap and murder the governor of Michigan. They tried to hang the vice president of the United States. They've already murdered numerous people across the country. You may not recall names like Pat Crisius and Anders Breivik or James Fields, but the members of a dozen different white supremacist groups in America can tell you the details of the lives of the El Paso murderer of 23 Hispanic people, the Norwegian killer of 77 liberals, mostly children, and the man who killed Heather Heyer and injured dozens others at the Jews Will Not Replace Us Charlottesville rally. These people think of themselves as students of how to start civil wars, and they know that you know, about 15% of Americans, many of them, in fact, probably the majority, certainly the majority of them, white Americans, who were in the middle class 40 years ago when Reagan came to power, are no longer in the middle class. They know that ever since the Brown v. Board of Education decision in 1954 by the Supreme Court mandating for the first time in American history racially integrated public schools, that ever since that time there has been a freak out among white supremacists and racists in America that they can exploit. And this has, of course, also led to the movement that's very close to accomplishing its goals to destroy public education in the United States and replace it with racially segregated private schools. This is what they're all about. I mean, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie last year was saying, quote, the tipping point will come when, quote, 30 to 40% could agree that the American government was legitimate tyranny and needed to be thrown off. Those trying to bring down the American government need to have sufficient power without asking for extra permission. It should be right there and completely available to them in their living room in order to effect the change. So this guy calling for armed revolution against the American government, he is now on the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Federal Government, on the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, on the Committee on the Judiciary, on the Committee on Rules, on the Committee of Transportation, on the Committee on the Judiciary. I mean, you know, Ilhan Omar, oh no, you can't have her. She's a black refugee. But Thomas Massie, no problem. Meanwhile, over at the Daily Caller, this was founded by Tucker Carlson yesterday. It leads with an op-ed, quote, it's 2025. The United States is in chaos. Chinese super soldiers roll in from Canada and criminals rule the streets. You could use a weapon of war, but the Democrats won't allow you to have one that isn't California compliant. The media told you guns are bad and that working out is toxic masculinity. But the Chinese look pretty fit and they have guns. So do the criminals victimizing you. Alas, all that critical race theory and TikTok are useless as they break into your home and kill you. Right. This is, you know, a real thing. These people thinking that violence and the threat of violence is going to bring about political change in the United States. And it started with that 1954 Supreme Court decision and the 1980 election of Ronald Reagan and his institution of neoliberal economics, his destruction of the American middle class, his taking us from a nation that was one-third unionized to about 10% unionized. All of those things together have basically destroyed the main currency of government, which is trust. In 1956, almost 80% of Americans said they trust the government to generally do the right thing. Today, it's about 20%. Why? Because we've had 42 years of Republicans constantly whining and complaining and trash-talking the government of the United States. These people, you know, hate our current government. They hate this idea of a so-called socialist government that has things like Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, housing supports, low-cost education. I mean, all of this stuff. It's just they're totally opposed to it. And this is where America is at. So what do we do about this? How do we step back from this precipice? I mean, you know, when there's this shared sense of grievance, small things can trip off a big problem. So first, Americans have to trust that their democracy works. How do we do that? We roll back Citizens United, and we put into place an election system that is consistent across the country, like Canada has, Elections Canada, national standards for elections. Second, we have to, you know, basically help out the people of all races who've been the victims of 42 years of Reaganomics. Other advanced countries do this by expanding union rights, expanding the social safety net, including free and low-cost medical care, free and low-cost college and trade school. I mean, when people have good jobs and income, they tend not to become terrorists. Our slogan should become, if Canada can do it, why can't America? And finally, and it pains me to say this as somebody who back in the 60s as a member of SDS was surveilled by state police and local police. But nonetheless, I think that the final step is that if we're going to avoid the possibility of a fascist takeover, as has happened in Russia, Turkey, Hungary, Egypt, and the Philippines, our state and local police and federal agencies need to start seriously ramping up their surveillance and infiltration of these domestic terror groups. America didn't ask for a homegrown right-wing terrorist movement. But now that it's here, we need to take it seriously. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back. I want to share with you some thoughts on the State of the Union address tonight, Biden's economic accomplishments. Also, a whole neighborhood group of bystanders had to get together to protect a young black man armed with a cell phone from the police. Amazing story. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I will rejoin you in just a moment. Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. For me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between my device and the internet, so my sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and I can get you an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's EXPR.